Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we spoke about Torah Shebichsav and the clarity, Torah Shebaal Peh and the hard work, and Yitzias Mitzrayim, Torah Shebichsav coming from above. That's supposed to lead us into Eretz Yisrael, Torah Shebaal Peh, seeing it in our bodies, seeing it in the Teva. And in fact, the chilik between Bechinas Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh is the ending of the difference between the Mahalach of Klita Derech Re'iya and Klita Derech Shmiya V'Dibur. Two ways of absorbing information. One is Derech Re'iya, which is Bechinas Torah Shebaal Peh, Torah Shebichsav. And another is Derech Shmiya V'Dibur, which is Torah Shebaal Peh, when you hear it, when you say it. Torah Shebaal Peh is right in front of you. You can see the letters. Torah Shebaal Peh is Derech Havanas HaLev, Derech Higiyah, toiling. Ba'omek Einyan Nireh, that it's known that the Darga of Chochma is the Sod of Re'iyah, like it says in the Pasuk in Koheles 1:16, Libi Ra Harbe Chochma. My heart has seen a lot of wisdom. In contrast to Shmiya, which is Dargas Bina. Shmiya, the first pasuk is Libi Ra Harbe Chochma. So you see, Re'iya connects to Chochma. Shmiya connects to Bina. Ulevavo Yav, and your heart understands. It's the Bina, the Shmiya. The explanation is that the Ayin sees a Dabar Shalem and perceives the entire Hekif, everything in front of it, as far as the eye can see. But the eye can't just see something alone, it has to see it in its context, with the background, in order to understand what it's seeing. So it emerges that Re'iyah mekabel et hadvarim. Re'iyah sees things in general as part of a context. Part of something more general, such that it sees a complete metzias. Koach Hashmiya is different. Koach Hashmiya is not koilet ba'ofen klali. Does not absorb things in a general way. Rather, the tfisa is behadraga, ze achar ze. It's in stages. That's how Shmiya works. Shrei kol lo mishtamai, it says in the Gemara, you can't hear two voices at once. You can't properly hear both. Every moment, at any given moment, you have to be hearing one voice. And the maisa Shmiya is mechayiv. A Maisa Shmiya is that you take all the small voices of the entire duration of the speech, and then you combine all the letters into words, and all the words into sentences, and sentences into paragraphs. Then things begin to make sense. And then you understand everything together. So it's not shaykh to have a proper Shmiya unless you're mitzarev together everything. And then levavo yavin, then you can understand, then you have a chance at understanding. With pnim yisa'inyan, based on what we explained, the nafkamina between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh is that Torah Shebichsav is connected behirus ha'asaga shenitfeses derech re'iyah. Torah Shebichsav is the clarity of perception that's perceived by seeing. Meaning that just like Beri'iyah Gashmis, Gam Hu Roa Yachad Harbe Pratim Ein Mispar, Kulam Nachonu Yachdav, Avot Maresh Shalem. Just like by physical seeing, you see all of the details together, and that's what gives you the complete Mara, the complete view. So to Aide Libi Roa Harbe Chochma, When your heart understands Chachma, just like the physical Re'iyah, you see everything together, so too, when you're in the world of Libi Ra Harve Chachma, seeing the Chachma, you see the Metzias as it is, Kedaber Shalim. Im HaSaga, with that perception, that every detail is Megala a little bit more of Hashem's Kavod. And without it, there's no Shlemus HaRatzon. And it's known that Chachma, in contrast to Bina, is the true Metzias itself before it goes into details. In the world of Chachma, there's no Tzafek, there's no hiddenness. God's desire is revealed. It's not such not shaykh to have bechira. It's so clear, you can't choose, of course. One way is right. So that's the bechin of Chachma, Libi Ra'ar Bechachma, that in a pasuk in Koheles 1:16, that you see all the details, everything, you have complete clarity. That's the Chachma, the bina is the details. That's the Torah Sheba'al Peh. That's the Hishtal Shalut Mitzvot El Yona. B'toch Mahalach She'asagata Eina De'erech Havanat HaLev. Zehu Shoresh Shel HaEfsharut Shel Avuda U'Bechira. Mikivan She'Pina Zo Harei Mitzvot HaShlema Kamot Shehi Ne'elemet. You have the Hishtalshalus, the chaining down, the development of the divine reality into a mahalach of hasaga derech havanas halev. That's bina, that's havanas halev, that's bechinas shmia, putting all the details together, connecting all the dots, what they call today. And that's how we can have an avoid of bechira, because not everything is so clear. We have a lot of details, and Mimela you can choose. Because of this lack of clarity, it leaves room for choice. You avoid this to be mitzarif, all the pratim, by the mahalach of Shmiya v'Kabbalah, and to bring it all back to the world of Chachma, to connect all those dots and then see the whole picture. So it emerges then that the Tachlis Ha'olam Bechlal is that Bechinas Bina should be Mitztarif to Chachma. In other words, after the whole Mahalach of Yigi and Amo B'Torah Sheba'al Peh Derech Hitzboinu Iskarpis HaKoichos HaGuf, after this whole approach of toil and hard work in Torah Sheba'al Peh by being Iskaber and your Koichos HaGuf, by overcoming body, the Torah Sheba'al Peh should go into the body. Body should be part of the Mahalach. You should break your body until you get that Torah Sheba'al Peh, as we spoke about in the previous year. So then the darkness is transformed to light. And the Behirus of Torah Shebichsav takes effect on Torah Sheba'al Peh. There's a Mamad Har Sinai B'cholam Roy Mes HaKolos. Chazal Darshan on this, Shei Roy Mes HaNishma. What this means is, it means they saw what was heard. That there was a Shleimus Tikkun HaBriya, there was a complete fixing of creation, to the extent that even Shmiya was perceived to them as Re'iya. In other words, Nizgala Mitzius HaAmitis V'Tachtoinim. Vibihirus Shlema Vibhinas Torah Shebichsav. God's Metzius was revealed down here with such clarity, like Torah Shebichsav, even in this world of Shmir. And that's the Yehud, that's the vision of the future. Vinigla Kvod Hashem, וראו כל בשר יחדיו, כי פי השם דיבר. דהיינו, the pasuk in Isaiah 40, שדיבורו יתברך, בסוד לעולם השם, דברך ניצב בשמיים, יתגלה להם בראייה. ואשר אל יודעי חטא העגל, לא היינו מפסידים דרגת רואים את הקולות. Now, in the future, the glory of God is going to be revealed, and all flesh is going to see together that God is speaking. The Dibur of Hashem is besod l'olam Hashem tevarcha nitzav b'shamayim. That God's words are always standing in the heavens, that God's words give life to creation, animate creation. It's going to be revealed to them in a very visible way, in a very real way, in a very concrete way. And if not for the Chet HaEgel, we wouldn't have lost that darg of Roim HaSakolis. And that's what it says about the Achlis Hayomim. V'haya or ha-levana k'or ha-chama. Tehainu, she'ora shel Torah shebal peh, the light of Torah shebal peh, is going to be like the light of Torah shebichsav. We're going to have the same clarity. And that's what it says in the Pnei Moshe, that Pnei Yochamas, and it says that Pnei Chama corresponds to Moshe. And Pnei Levana is Pnei Yehoshua. So Lasid Lavo, the Pnei Yehoshua, the Pnei Levana, the Torah Shebal Peh, Yehoshua's Torah Shebal Peh, it's going to be like Torah Shebichsav. V'haya or ha-levana ke'or ha-chama. The light of the moon is going to be like the light of the sun. We're going to have the same clarity in Torah Shebal Peh, in the world of Shmi as we do in Re'iyah. מעתה נשכיל להבין עומק דבריהם זל על ארץ ישראל שלא תהיה בעיניך כירושת אבות, אלא כאילו אתה היום נתנה לך. שלפי דרכנו למדנו שארץ ישראל חייב להיות מתקבל כדרך שהתורה עצמה צריכה קבלה. He said that Eretz Yisrael shouldn't just be like a Yerusha, but you get it and shine, it's already yours, and it's yours for all the generations. No. But rather, it should be like it was given to you today. So Eretz Yisrael has to be received, like the Torah has to be received. Just like Kabbalah HaTorah was Hisbatlas Kol HaAtzmius, to become the nullification of our beings, of ourselves. Become a kli kibul, to become a receptacle, in order that the light of Torah should be chal on us. So to Hachzakas Eretz Yisrael, which is the revelation of God's governance in the world of Teva, as we spoke about in the previous year, is only shayach via Kabbalah. It emerges that Eretz Yisrael is not acquired derech memelek yehushas avos, but to the extent that it's misgala ayadenu, has to be revealed through us, that Hashem Shechina Shaira, even in the halchim of Olam Kemenagom Noah, even in the world of nature, we have to accept that constantly. Mitzenu lemeidim, shetachlit kabbalata hi omek hatfisa bebihiruta shel Torah, namrot kol ha'afshariyot shel safek ve'helem, אשר מכוח העם ההולכים בחושך, עומדים מנגד, עד שהתורה שבעל פה נתפסת אלינו כערך תורה שבכתב. So the tachlis of its Kabbalah is the depth of perception and the clarity of Torah, despite all the possibilities of Suffolk, because of the world of העם ההולכים בחושך, we're going in the darkness. And that's the Eretz Yisrael, and that's Torah Shebal Peh. And we have to fight that, and then be mekabel it properly until it's transformed into an Or Gadol. Torah Shabbat Peh has to be perceived by us as Torah Shabbat Sav with the same clarity. And that's what it means that Eretz Yisrael was only given Aladei Yisurin. Chayei Tzar, to break down all the Menias and Gashmis, everything that's stopping us in Gashmis. And Achshav Niftach Lefaneinu Bi'ur Amok. Kilkul Shel HaMeraglim. What does it mean? Ikdimu Peh La'ayim. See in the Gemara, that was the Sheresh HaChet. They remarked in their mouth to their eyes. So based on what we said, Kabbalah's Eretz Yisrael Lenachon Mechayevet Tfisa Bihira U'Brura. Eretz Yisrael requires clarity. Despite all the Hastaras. And that's Bechinas Libi Ra Harbe Chochma. Sharei Tfisat Ha'ayin B'Tzura Nechona קבלת ארץ ישראל עם ההשגה שגם המערכים של עולם כמנהגו נוהג אינם אלא גילוי אור ייחודו והשגחתו הפרטית בסוד עיני השם אלוקיך בה מראשית השנה עד אחרית שנה. קבלת ארץ ישראל properly requires a complete clarity despite all of the Astaris, all of the hidings of this world, of this natural world. And it should be Bechinas Libi Rahar Vechachma, actual seeing. Because the proper Tfisas Ayin is Kabbalah Tzeres Yisrael, with the Hasaga, with the perception that even the Mahalchim, even the governance, even the approach of Olam Kemenhag Noeg of nature, is just a form of the revelation of God's one light, His unique light. And it's Hashgacha, B'Seid Eini Hashem Elekecha. And Ibsenu Lemeidim, Shehakdamat Peh La'ayin Yishorish HaPgam Mal Kalkul B'Kabbalat Eretz Yisrael L'Nachon. What happens when we're marked in Peh La'ayin? We'd be marked in Ayin L'Peh, as we're supposed to, because the Ayin comes before the Peh. That would mean that the Tfisis Metzias of Eretz Yisrael is B'derech She'inyan HaShmiyah V'adibur Mityachasim L'gamri L'tfisa L'yona Shel Ha'ayim Sod Einei Hashem Elokecha Ba Aval Achshav Avchu HaKiara Al Pi. In other words, our Tfisis Metzias of Eretz Yisrael is supposed to be in such a way that our Peh, our Dibur, our Shmiyah relates to the Ayin, what we see, to the clarity, to seeing the whole picture, to the ayin. And now it doesn't, we're marked in Pela ayin. So that's a corrupt way of viewing Eretz Yisrael without the proper ri'iyah. That's what the Maharal says, that there wasn't a hemshech between, there wasn't a continuum between Yitzis Mitzrayim and Dor Ba'aretz, because of the Cheder Meraglim. In Tzitzis Mitzrayim, we had the Ayin. Asaga Dor Midbar was Lamala Meder Chateva, and that wasn't Chal in the world of Olam Kemenhago Noeg, which is so Bias Aretz. So, in other words, the bottom line here is that the Bechinas Ayin of the Dor HaMidbar, the clarity of Torah Shebaal Peh, didn't continue into Torah Shebichsav. And that was Takar downfall. So, we should be zochah to make the Tikkun and be makdim the Peh La'ayin and be able to have a clear Hasaga of Hashem even in the world of Olam Kemenhago Noeg. Okay, there's still a lot more to talk about. It's Hashem. We'll continue in a future shiur. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.